Pickleball has actually been around since 1965, when a group of dads on Bainbridge Island in Washington felt bad about leaving their families for a round of golf.
They felt so guilty, they went out into the toy shed and pulled out equipment to have fun with the family. So they found apparently a badminton net and a ping pong paddles, and that was the start.
That's Scylla Dickinson, the president of the Roaring Fork Pickleball Association, or RFPA. Her eyes light up when she even talks about pickleball. She started playing in Key Largo, Florida, where she typically spends winters.
It's very social. You know, if you're not laughing when you're playing it, then you shouldn't be playing it.
She came back to the Roaring Fork Valley and introduced the game to her friends so she would have people to play with. Dickinson's fellow RFPA board member, Jim Noyes, wasn't into the game at first.
This sounds like what old people do go when they can't play bocce anymore. I'm not interested. That was the end of the discussion.
That all changed 2 years ago when he was out in Carbondale. He stumbled upon an RFPA tournament at North Face Park, and Noyes jumped into the action but was quickly humbled.
Got my ass kicked by 75-year-old women because I thought being a jock was enough. Well, it helps a lot to know how to play the game. And it's become a love affair ever since.
Now he's a fixture on the courts in his red Stanford shorts and shirts from different pickleball tournaments across the state. Noyes says the game is fun for anyone from age 8 to infinity. He thinks this helped make the game so popular so fast. The learning curve for pickleball is another reason for the recent growth.
It really is easy to start having fun very, very quickly, unlike a lot of other major sports. If you try to learn how to play golf, or play tennis, or ski, it's a painful learning process. Pickleball, you can be having fun in 15 minutes.
The game has become wildly popular in retirement communities, as it allows people to stay active without putting much stress on their body. Dickinson says there's also been a recent push to get younger players involved.
I think growing it for the younger population is going to be up and coming for the Roaring Fork Valley and in the country. It's not just for old people anymore.
While the game is growing, Noyes says players on the Roaring Fork Valley are limited by the courts available.
We have 105 members, and we don't encourage any more because most of the time we have more players here than we have court space for, and it's lousy court space.
The city of Carbondale approved a new pickleball venue this spring. Their ultimate goal with these new courts is to make Carbondale a pickleball mecca, with tournaments and more opportunities to play.
We don't think of this as being for the pickleball club. We think of this as being for the town and the valley, because this will be the premier pickleball venue between Grand Junction and Arvada.
In Carbondale, local Jane Kerr is getting ready to step on the courts for the second time that day.
Well, I was a tennis player and they wanted me to play across the fence. Try to limit it to every other day, but you know, it's addictive.
When the RFPA's courts are built, more people can share that pickleball addiction. Ryer Garden Swartz, Aspen Public Radio News.